What People Can Buy with Disability Funding. Purchasing Rules. Adapted in 2024 by Accessible Format Service, Blind Low Vision New Zealand, Auckland. There is a logo at the top of the page, Whai Kaha, Ministry of Disabled People. 24th of April 2024. This document describes what Government Disability Support funding can be used to buy. It is for people using 1. Carer support, 2. Individualised funding, 3. Enhanced Individualised Funding, EIF, 4. Choices in Community Living, and 5. Enabling Good Lives, EGL Personal Budgets. Disabled people who can make choices about how they use their funding are more likely to buy goods and services that make their lives easier and/or better. These purchasing rules aim to give disabled people as much flexibility as reasonably possible over the disability support they receive. A disability support is a good or service that helps a person overcome barriers that come with having an impairment within a disabling society. Criteria. There are 4 criteria that must be met to be able to use funding to help buy a disability support. 1. It helps people live their life or makes their life better. The support should help people live a good life. Each person has a different idea about what a good life is. The person's goals and aspirations for a good life should be written out in a personal plan. This can be done with help from their Needs Assessment and Service Coordination, NASC organisation, or independent facilitator. Personal plans could include goals such as 1. Having good relationships, 2. Maintaining or improving skills, 3. Being able to do everyday activities at home or in the community, 4. The person's family/whānau being supported to continue their caring roles, 5. Being able to live in a home of the person's own choice. The purpose funding used must be within the scope of the service specification it was allocated under. Allocations can only be used in line with the scope inclusions and exclusions set out in the section below Scope of Supports by Allocation. 2. It is a disability support. The support, 1. Is only needed because the person is disabled and/or 2. Costs more than would be the case if the person were not disabled and/or 3. Is in addition to or complements the goods and/or services the person would need if they did not experience disability. 3. It is reasonable and cost-effective. Generally, the support should be reasonable. Here it means that the support should cost about the same as or less than the market price for comparable things. Cost-effective here means the best available outcome for the money spent. It might cost more than another type of support, but will help the person more. It will last longer or mean that less is spent on some other support now or in the future. 4. It is not subject to a limit or exclusion. People are not able to buy a support when funding for that support has been turned down by or on behalf of the responsible government agency, or if waiting times are too long. A person should explore other funding options to help get support. Examples of other options include A. The disability allowance from work and income. B. Grants, charitable donations. C. Equipment funding, either by the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health or Whai Kaha. D. Specialist services, for example, behaviour support services, child development services and early intervention services, either by the Ministry of Education, the Ministry of Health or Whai Kaha. E. Allied health and/or therapy managed and prioritised through the health system. F. Transport allowances, for example, the Total Mobility Transport Scheme. And G. Community participation, Ministry of Social Development. The funding cannot be used for anything illegal, alcohol, tobacco or related products or personal income, gambling, anything that is not a cost related to disability and would be considered something that every citizen has to pay for. Scope of supports by allocation. Faikaha is clarifying and limiting the scope of support available under each support option where these flexible purchase rules are used. The text below sets out what is included in the scope of support available and what is excluded. Scope, inclusions and exclusions by service line for use interpreting Rule 1, revised 23rd of April 2024. Carer support includes 1. Contribution to the costs of substitute caring whilst the full-time carer takes a break. 2. Expenses that are a necessary part of supporting the disabled person while the full-time carer takes a break. 3. One-off purchases of A. Tablet devices, B. Noise-cancelling headphones, 3. Sensory items such as fidget spinners, etc. and D. Weighted blankets. Excludes 1. All purchases of items as a form of delivering respite except those listed above. 2. All self-care services such as massages, pedicures and other appearance or therapeutic care that are not for the direct benefit of the disabled person. 3. All expenses that are not a necessary part of supporting the disabled person while the full-time carer is taking a break. 4. Gifts and other forms of recognition for support provided voluntarily. And 5. Travel-related costs for disabled people, whānau and/or persons providing support, including A. Accommodation, B. Overseas and domestic travel, and C. Food. Individualised funding includes 1. Contribution to the costs of substitute caring whilst the full-time carer takes a break, including wages, etc. 2. Expenses that are a necessary part of supporting the disabled person while the full-time carer takes a break. 3. One-off purchases of A. Tablet devices, B. Noise-cancelling headphones, 3. Sensory items such as fidget spinners, etc., and D. Weighted blankets. Excludes 1. All purchases of items as a form of delivering respite except those listed above. 2. All self-care services such as massages, pedicures and other appearance or therapeutic care that are not for the direct benefit of the disabled person. 3. All expenses that are not a necessary part of supporting the disabled person while the full-time carer is taking a break. 4. Gifts and other forms of recognition for support provided voluntarily. And 5. Travel-related costs for disabled people, whānau and/or persons providing support, including A. Accommodation, B. Overseas and domestic travel, and C. Food. Individualised funding, household management and personal care includes 1. Contribution to the costs of delivering HM and PC care, including wages, etc. and intermittent care. 2. Expenses that are a necessary part of supporting the disabled person. 3. Items that support the disabled person to carry out tasks more independently, except where those items are part of what is provided for or managed under EMS. And there is a corresponding reduction in ongoing funded support. And 4. Ready-made food where it offsets the cost of funded support. Excludes all self-care services such as massages, pedicures and other appearance or therapeutic care that are not for the direct benefit of the disabled person. 2. Gifts and other forms of recognition for support provided voluntarily. 3. Travel-related costs for disabled people, whānau or support workers, including A. Accommodation, B. Overseas and domestic travel, and C. Food. Enhanced individualised funding and choices and community living includes 1. Contribution to the costs of delivering support work, including wages, etc. and intermittent care. 2. Expenses that are a necessary part of supporting the disabled person. 3. Items that support the disabled person to carry out tasks more independently, except where those items are part of what is provided for or managed under EMS, and there is a corresponding reduction in ongoing funded support. 4. Ready-made food where it offsets the cost of funded support. And 5. One-off purchases of A. Tablet devices, B. Noise-cancelling headphones, C. Sensory items such as fidget spinners, etc. and D. Weighted blankets. Excludes 1. All purchases of items as a form of delivering respite, except those listed above. 2. All self-care services such as massages, pedicures and other appearance or therapeutic care that are not for the direct benefit of the disabled person. 3. Gifts and other forms of recognition for support provided voluntarily. 4. All expenses that are not a necessary part of supporting the disabled person where those expenses are intended to be part of providing respite. And 5. Travel-related costs for disabled people, whānau or support workers, including A. Accommodation, B. Overseas and domestic travel, and C. Food. Enabling Good Lives Personal Budgets includes 1. Contribution to the costs of delivering support work, including wages, etc. and intermittent care. 2. Expenses that are a necessary part of supporting the disabled person. 3. Items that support the disabled person to carry out tasks more independently, except where those items are part of what is provided for or managed under EMS, and there is a corresponding reduction in ongoing funded support. 4. Ready-made food where it offsets the cost of funded support. And 5. One-off purchases of A. Tablet devices, B. Noise-cancelling headphones, C. Sensory items such as fidget spinners, etc., and D. Weighted blankets. Excludes 1. All purchases of items as a form of delivering respite, except those listed above. 2. All expenses that are not a necessary part of supporting the disabled person where those expenses are intended to be part of providing respite. 3. All self-care services such as massages, pedicures and other appearance or therapeutic care that are not for the direct benefit of the disabled person. 4. Gifts and other forms of recognition for support provided voluntarily. And 5. Travel-related costs for disabled people, whānau or support workers, including A. Accommodation, B. Overseas and domestic travel, and C. Food. How to contact Whaikaha. If you want to get in touch, you can email contact@whaikaha.govt.nz, visit our website at www.whaikaha.govt.nz/contact-us/, or phone 0800 566 601, text 4206. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and on Wednesday, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. The New Zealand Relay Service is a telecommunication service for people who are deaf, deafblind, experiencing hearing loss or have a speech condition. www.nzrelay.co.nz